Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. The proposal did not pass. The tush push proposal, the proposal to disallow pushing, pulling, lifting any runner at any time on a football field. It got close. The final tally was 22-10 in favor, but they needed 24. You need 75% of owners to vote. Yes, I mentioned that Adam Schefter is getting, you know, a lot of the information. Maybe there's more information from somebody else out there, but he's put out there that in addition to the Eagles, the Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions all voted no, but there were another five no votes as well. I'm curious to find out how Washington voted. They certainly did not want to discuss the tush push. Quinn didn't. We did hear from Frankie Louvu, who said he thought it should be banned. We heard that the other day on Tell the Truth Monday, when he was on with Good Morning America. All right, what do you think? Just reaction to one of the bigger rule change votes in recent memory in the NFL. I would have voted no. I would have voted no for the reasons that I've stated before, but I'll state them again in case you've missed them. Number one, I don't like the play. I think it looks like anything but a football play. It looks very much like a rugby scrum play. I think pace of play is an issue. When I say pace of play, I'm not talking about, oh my God, they're, you know, the game's ground to a halt and it's holding things up, although it can with penalties like we saw in the NFC Championship game. I just think it's a play in which, you know, they hated the extra point. They got rid of the extra point. It was a play that produced no action whatsoever. And I'm not saying that that the tush push doesn't create action and isn't effective and important on third and one and fourth and one. But when you see Philadelphia line up on third and two and run it, and then on fourth and one and run it, that is a boring stretch of a minute 20, you know, a minute 10 of football. I don't personally like it. I know that there's no data that suggests that it's an unhealthy play, but man, is it officiated poorly. I mean, offsides, false starts, neutral zone infractions, you know, just so many, you know, rules violations that for whatever reason, both sides, defense and offense, gets away with on this play because they're just so bunched up. It's hard, I guess, for them to officiate it. Lastly, I think we're going to start seeing why we didn't see this before, what Washington did in the NFC Championship game, but we have to see defenses try to get creative. and really try to take the quarterback out to really send a message, we don't want you running this play. If you run this play, we are going to punish you. But they've been running it for 3 years now, and he hasn't really been punished running it. And there have been attempts to really be more physical. But who knows? Maybe in 2025, we'll see Philadelphia awarded a touchdown after multiple offsides penalties. Robert in Annapolis, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Actually, don't you mean you would have voted yes? Wasn't it the yes votes that would have?
Yes, I would have voted yes on banning the tush push and the associated, pushing pulling. Yeah, sorry if I said that incorrectly.
I heard you say you would have voted no, so I wasn't sure how the word.
I would have voted yes. I wanted it out.
All right, but that's my point. What you just mentioned. How do you think that vote would have gone had the officials awarded a touchdown against Washington in that game? How do you think that would? Can you imagine that in a NFL game where the officials actually award a touchdown rather than a team?
You know what,
score it?
Robert? Great point. I mean, I thought just the announcement of that they could do it would get. I think that may have been a big reason why we got to the point where we got to. But to your point, if they actually did award the touchdown, maybe there would have been 24 votes.
Yeah, and I've always been one that, and maybe this is because how the rule was forever in my earlier years, that you couldn't assist a ball carrier in his forward progress.
But it used to be a rule.
I know, and I don't. They say this thing, it was hard to officiate. How is that more difficult to officiate than a receiver or a defender going downfield and sort of banging on each other going for the ball? I mean, is that offensive pass interference or defensive pass interference? You can say this same thing at the line of scrimmage. Is that defensive guy holding him to get to the quarterback, or, you know, the offensive guy holding him? That was a silly excuse that they gave. You can usually see when you got to go play with whatever the rules are, and that's what they decided. So I guess we'll have to go with it. You mentioned when Washington beat Philadelphia. Keep in mind, in that game, they didn't have to worry too much about it because Hurts got hurt in that game early on. So you guys will have to deal with that.
That was the second game here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but they did take.
Thanks.
All right. There
Robert.
You go.
Appreciate it. Bud in Salisbury. Go ahead, Bud.
Yes, good afternoon, Kevin. I think Green Bay was very smart in revising that proposal because ball carrier getting pushed along. Could you imagine in the 70s and 80s, Earl Campbell pushed for extra yardage and stuff from offensive linemen? Earl Campbell ran over safeties by himself. Could you imagine extra help from offensive linemen doing it? Also, the injury factor is a factor because if running backs get stopped by a safety or a cornerback, all it takes is one or two offensive linemen to have a cornerback or safety fall backwards and tear an ACL or MCL. I thought an injury designation or something like that could have put it over the top as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the rewritten proposal gave it a better shot. I don't know what the injury data is on the non-tush-push part of the rule, but we do know that the tush-push play, there's been a lot of data on it, and it doesn't appear to be a high-risk play. Oh, we lost him. Let's go to Scott in Charlotte. Scott, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I'm actually in Minnesota driving to the airport right now, but I've enjoyed the conversation, and I don't really care one way or the other if it's in or not. I think eventually teams are going to do like what you said. They're going to figure out a way to punish those quarterbacks, and that'll slow people down from doing it.
They haven't so far.
My question for you, they haven't so far, but they will, because it doesn't matter. Defenses always figure out ways to stop various plays, so they'll figure out something. But my question for you is, remember, and I'm a little bit older than you, but I can remember when guys like Peyton and others, running backs would just fly over the line, and then And then the Bears threw in the wrinkle of having the fridge run them in, too. So you didn't know, are you going to get Walter flying over the top or the fridge smashing through us? How come we don't see running back flying over the top anymore? Was it an injury thing?
I think we still see it occasionally. But, yeah, just the beginning of the NFL today with, you know, Brent Musburger, and the first shot is Walter Payton flying over the line of scrimmage in the 70s. Yeah, we still see backs, you know, go airborne, but like I've said this many times the last few weeks, I think Philadelphia is leaving a lot of offensive yardage on the field when they run the tush push. With Saquon Barkley in that offensive line, when you get that crowded, that short yardage situation, you get more explosive runs off of that third and one and fourth and one than you do on first and 10. But at the same time, you're risking not keeping the football and needing to punt. So there is that exchange of risk reward. But don't you guys think that if Saquon Barkley got the third and ones and the fourth and ones more than the tush push, that there would be a lot of additional big plays during the course of a Philadelphia season? Let's go to Aaron. Aaron's also calling. We have a lot of people calling from Charlotte today. Aaron's from Charlotte. Our last caller was in Minneapolis. But Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
What's up, Aaron?
Two issues that I have is, first, that by keeping the play, you're allowing the offense to do something that by rule the defense can't do to stop it, and that's being able to push players. So if you're going to keep the play, you have to adjust the rules to allow the defense.
What do you mean you can't push players on defense? You mean you can't push? Oh, right. You can't push a linebacker into the line of scrimmage.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Isn't that only on special teams plays?
My understanding is no. It's on any play. But you're not. But you know, we can check the rule book. But my understanding is the defense isn't allowed to push the defensive lineman on that play. And so, therefore, it's not a mano-a-mano play anymore. And so that's my first problem. The second problem is, fine, if you're going to keep the tush push, you have to put pressure on these officials to call the game straight. On the offensive linemen, when they're leaning in the neutral zone, trying to get extra leverage for the push. So many times when they run this play, they'll line up in the neutral zone or different things like that. And it's allowed. So, again, if you're going to allow this play, then you need to adjust the rules and call it strictly so that, A, the defense can do what they need to do to stop the play. Because right now everyone's talking about, oh, well, defense, get creative to stop it. Right now there's technically nothing you can do to stop it because you can't push, and you've already told me that if we get creative by trying to time the snap count or something like that, you can award a score. So what are you expecting the defense to do outside of saying keep Philly from getting to third and four and shorter? That's not really, you know, it has to be fair on both sides.
Yeah, I'm looking for the rule. I think you're right, but I would ask you, would there be a benefit to line up, let's just say, a linebacker or even another big defensive lineman behind a defensive lineman that's lined over the center and have them pushed?
It's hard because there's still the scare of the fake. I think I saw them run the fake one time last year, you know, out of it too. So I don't know. It's just the fact that right now you're allowing two to potentially even three players be able to push the ball carrier in that spot. But the defense is only allowed basically to have your, you know, defensive linemen and your linebackers crash the line of scrimmage, but nobody can push.
I see the rule right now. Defenses, you know, in a normal scrimmage play are not allowed to push each other. So I'd like to see some balance there. I'm with you on that. For me, the bottom line is, the core issue for me is that it just isn't a football play. I'd rather see a traditional quarterback sneak. I'd rather see a running back. I'd rather see play action and a throw. It's like, I know it's, you know, less than 1% of all plays run during the course of a season, understood. But it's a play that gets highlighted, and it's a play that, by the way, keeps the football 87% of the time for Philadelphia when they run it. I don't like it. It doesn't look like a football play to me. But to your point, it's a good one. There should be more assistance given to the defense. And God forbid, I mean, I think Robert in Annapolis is right. You almost, 55-23, they scored a touchdown on that drive anyway, right? Didn't they? Washington didn't hold them to a field goal. They ended up scoring a touchdown there. I mean, it would have almost been, in hindsight, better had the referees been forced to award Philadelphia the touchdown. I mean, good God, that would have been an all-timer. Little, go ahead.
What's going on, Kim? Thank you for taking call. Shout out to Mad Max. Hey, look, Kim, I only play high school ball. The way I look at these grown-ass men, supposed to be Pro Bowl football guards, tackles, tight ends, come on, dogs. Y'all should be, hey, you, if you got a pillow on your back, prove to all pro that you don't need help to do your job. That's how I look at it. And I'm going to say it again. I repeated it yesterday. The Eagles line of 2025, 24, 26 moving forward can't carry the Hogs jock strap. You heard it from Little. Hogs, they never need nobody to assist them to do their job. They can't carry the Hogs jock strap. All y'all Philly fans out there clapping. Hell with the tush puts. Why the hell you need some help to do your job? Be a Pro Bowl. Stand up and say, nah, we don't need the poop. We don't need the tush put. We want to prove we can move this pile on our own back, on our pillar standards.
Well, they got the benefit of everything going on that play. They've got a great offensive line. They had, a Hall of Fame center leading it. They got a running back who, from the waist down might be the strongest running back leg-wise we've ever seen. And then he's getting pushed through forward. Yeah. All right, Little. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. When we come back, quick, what do you got on Caitlin Clark? She did something last night that was record-breaking. Also, coming up, a conversation that I had with a gentleman who wrote a book called The Top 100, as in the top 100 golfers of all time. It's very interesting, some of the rankings that he came up with. I think you'll enjoy it. That's coming up before the end of the show as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Caitlin Clark last night in a 91-90 loss in a WNBA game to the Dream, the Atlanta Dream, went for, in the game, 25 points, 27 points, 11 assists, and 5 rebounds. She became the second player in the history of the game to have 10 20-point, 10-assist games. Courtney Vandersloot has the most 20-point, 10-assist games in league history with 10, and Caitlin Clark tied that. In just over a year of playing in this sport, she now has 10 20-point, 10-assist games. That's not in, like, she's on pace to become the all-time 20 10-assist, you know, leader. That is where she is now, okay? A 28-year history in this league, 28, 29 years, and only one player has had 10 2010 games, Courtney Vandersloot. Now it's two. Her next one will set the record. She's good. She's really, really good. Also, real quickly, this from William. William wrote, different subject. 3 division games? Your worst idea ever. Everything in moderation, Kevin. Live and let live. Thank you, William. By the way, Chuck wrote, first the mock schedule, and now the idea of playing 3 division games. So, William, by the way, you know, everything in moderation, live and let live, good idioms. But what about familiarity breeds contempt? And contempt we like in the NFL. I suggested yesterday that when they go to 18 games, to ensure that the division games don't get minimized even more, and it would become a third of the games played. You play 6 twice a year. Why not go to 3 division games a year and make the division games be half of the schedule? 9 games out of 18. You know, and you just rotate. You know, one year you play 2 at home against Dallas, 1 on the road, and the next year you play 2 on the road in Dallas and 1 at home. And you just, you know, you do the 4-team rotation. Some of you like the idea. Some of you, like William, hated the idea. All right, when we come back, Michael Arkush has a New York Times bestseller called The Golf 100. Top 100 golfers in the history of the game. He'll join me next.
All right, you heard it first. The Tush Push, unfortunately, here to stay. The Jason Kelce and Jeff Lurie spoke for over 30 minutes to lobby for the play, and unfortunately, it passed 22-10. The owners were also expected to vote on a contract extension for Roger Goodell, potentially extending his current deal past 2027. The Nats, they took down the Braves 5-3. Dylan Cruz hit the go-ahead home run to lift the Nats over the Braves. Then was pulled due to back soreness that he's been dealing with for about a week, according to Mike Rizzo. Now, with the injuries in the outfield to Jacob Young and Dylan Cruz, Nats GM Mike Rizzo confirmed that Robert Hassel III is being promoted today. He did not specify whether Young or Cruz will be placed on the IL. The Thunder, they came back for, in the second half to beat the Timberwolves 114-88. Tonight, the Knicks and Pacers will take each other on in the Eastern Conference at 8 p.m. The Panthers, they throttle the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2 to take the lead in the series 1-0. Dallas will take on Edmonton tonight at 8. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're going to hold off on that golf interview for another time. If you like golf, it was excellent with Michael Arkush. Excellent author. Has written so many good books. But we're going to stick with the breaking news of the day, which is this Tush Push voted, did not, the banning of the Tush Push did not pass. But an interesting tweet just 2 minutes ago from Mark Maskey. Maskey was on with us 2 days ago, and Maskey said it was a coin flip as to whether or not it would pass. He wasn't about to make a guess. He thought it would be very, very close, and he was right. And he also said about the seeding proposal that he did not think that that would pass and would be something that they'd look at down the road when they have an 18-game schedule. He just tweeted out just a couple of minutes ago. Listen to this. The owners are back in the meeting room for their privileged session with one owner per team plus family members. According to a source, there could be more talk about the tush push in that session. It's not clear what that would mean after the earlier failure to pass the ban. Refresh the timeline. Here's 27 seconds ago. Thank you, Max. Another source confirms the owners were expected to have further discussions about the tush push during the privilege session that's taking place now. But that source expressed doubt that there would be a few extra votes picked up to ratify the proposed ban. I do think it's interesting, don't you, that they voted, the votes are in, the proposal did not pass, tush push continues, but they're continuing to talk about it, and maybe they will discuss another option. Maybe the votes picked up to ratify might not be there today, but maybe it's another tabling of the situation. You know, the other thing, too, and I talked about this earlier in the show, what the hell's Jason Kelce doing there pitching, you know, owners, a future Hall of Famer? Is that typical for a rules vote?
It feels very weird.
I'm sorry?
It feels very weird. Like, I can't remember a time where a player, let alone a player like this is closely associated to a play and a team, is coming out to lobby for it at the last minute, like right before they vote.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find out how Washington voted. Adam Schefter reported five teams that voted no. Those teams were the Eagles, Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions. Just trying to find out and get information on how Washington voted. I'm just interested to see how Washington voted on it. If you want to weigh in, we'll open phone lines again at 301-230-0980. As of now, and perhaps for the foreseeable future, meaning into next season, the proposal to ban the tush push and other plays where runners are aided with a push or a pull, the proposal to ban that failed today. They needed 24 votes. They got 22 votes, too short of ratification, which means, you know, as of now, although the Maskey tweets are interesting, as of now, that rule is going to, continue to be, they can do it. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll see. Let me just say, this is going to be a discussion moving forward until it is banned. I mean, if this will be another conversation next year, unless Philadelphia stops running it, or unless there is an answer to it, a defensive answer to it, which, you know, doesn't seem to be likely. It's not like last year was the first year. Last year was year three of the tush push. Year three of it. And I think, you know, on some level, it's like, I wish more teams had been successful doing it. If more teams had been successful doing it, I think it would have been easier to get those two additional votes. I think part of the no votes on banning it is because it did seem very much directed towards one team, primarily the Eagles. And nobody likes to see one team, no matter how obnoxious that team's fan base is, and no matter how good that team is. They just won the Super Bowl, and they've been a good team here in recent years. Nobody likes to see one team singled out like that. Not in a competitive situation. It's like, really? How about you just figure out a way to stop it? Well, you're not helping us stop it by not allowing defensive players to be pushed into the line of scrimmage. You know, that's a tough thing to do, by the way. You start taking players and putting them behind defensive tackles and pushing. First of all, they become less of tacklers. Secondly, you start getting too many of those players right in that area, and a little play action, whoopsie-doo play, here comes the other way. And we've seen them trick, you know, on the tush push as well. But yeah, if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. Tush push alive and well heading into 2025, although owners are gathering together for their what they call privileged session, as Maskey writes. And one source tells him that they will continue discussions about the tush push, but that source expressed doubt that there would be a few extra votes picked up to ratify the proposed ban. All right, Vic in Southeast. Vic, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Vic?
You hear me?
I got you.
All right. Yeah. Hello?
I got you, Vic.
No, it's Zeke. But anyway, I was always...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's in here as Vic. What is it? Zeke?
Yeah.
I said Vic.
What's up, Zeke? You're on.
I had asked this before, and the guy accused me of being a Philadelphia fan, but I'm not. Hey, the Eagles came up with a play that works almost 90% of the time. It's on the defense to stop it, okay? Now, some people say it's illegal, but here's what I would do if I was a defensive coordinator. I would have both of my linebackers, once they stop and start to push, go for the quarterback's head. Then they'll eliminate the daggone touch push forever. I would just go after the quarterback every time they try to push him. Both of my middle linebackers, boom, we're hitting them, targeting him. They can call it whatever, but if they're going to push, then we should be able to go in and do whatever we want as well. That's my thought.
I know, but Zeke, this is year three. Teams have been trying to go after him and trying to get to him over and over again. Nothing's worked so far. Not to mention the defense, as a caller pointed out earlier, is at a disadvantage because they're not allowed to push themselves. You know, and then we've seen this from the line of scrimmage camera viewpoint. They cheat on 50% of these plays. They line up off sides. You know, there is occasionally a false start that gets overlooked. And at the same time, defenses line up in the neutral zone all the time. Defenses have tried to do everything they can do to stop it, including cheating themselves, but it's just not happening. I mean, Cincinnati and a couple of other teams got a few stops, but it's hit at an 87% rate for them.
Right, and then that's why I say you got to approach it differently. I think the win, you know, I watch most of the Eagles games, and the way they do it is most defense try to get as lower than them. No, you just got to go over the top. And that's the way you stop it, all right? Because what happens is if you go over the top and just aim for the quarterback, he's either eventually going to get hurt or they're going to stop running it. That's my thought.
Yeah, the problem with that, of course, is to even make contact, you have to time the snap perfectly. If not, you're offsides, or if you don't time it perfectly, he's ducked under the leap over the line of scrimmage, and he's already gotten, you know, leg push for a first down. So anyway, thanks for the call. You know, it's an interesting thing to kind of see the reaction to this right now, because it really is, I think, the most action and the most reaction to a rule change vote that we've seen in a long time. Somebody might be able to remind me of something else that reached these levels. But there you go. 10 teams voted to keep this going, voted against the proposal. 22 teams voted for the proposal. No information yet that I've gotten on how Washington voted for this thing. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. Phone lines are open. The Tush Push looks like it's going to continue. Look, here's a good part of this thing. We're not going to have to deal with it until late December. We don't play the Eagles until December 20th. We get them twice over the final 3 weeks of the season, and we don't play the Bills. And there are no other real Tush Push teams, right, for the most part. I don't want to – here's a question, too. Would you like to see Washington sort of become a Tush Push team with Jaden? I don't want to see that. Jaden's not built like Jalen Hurts. He's not built like Josh Allen. I'd rather see zone read and Jaden, you know, with a, you know, reading a defensive end and either giving the ball or keeping it and having big play potential. And again, the Eagles can continue to run it and keep possession of the ball, which of course is huge in so many ways. But I think they miss out on a lot of big play opportunities. I think they really do. All right. Let's move on to something else today. I had suggested yesterday, and I read some of these emails, you know, a little while ago, just about the idea of three division games for, you know, when they go to an 18-game schedule. What is interesting in looking at the schedule that came out last week is just how bunched up Washington's division games are. You know, they're playing four of their six division games in the final 4 weeks of the season. You know, and we had Mike North, the schedule maker, on the show back in mid-April, and he talked about, you know, the emphasis, and we're now on like year 15, maybe even year 20, of the NFL deciding, you know, that the season should end with division games. There was a time where you didn't necessarily end the season with division games. You could have, but it wasn't based on rule. Now everybody ends with a division game. But I was looking to see about the other three teams in the division. You know, the Cowboys finish with Vikings, Chargers, Washington, Giants. The Giants finish with Washington, Minnesota, Raiders, Dallas. And then Phillies finish, and who knows what the standings look like at that point. Raiders, Washington, and then the game in between their rematch with Washington in the season finale at home. How about at Buffalo? Philly's schedule, just in terms of viewing it right now, looks like one of the hardest schedules in the history of the game. Cowboys, Chiefs, Rams, Bucks to start. Then maybe a slight, you know, Broncos, Giants, Vikings, Giants. And then Packers, Lions, Dallas, Chicago, Chargers. Then they get the Raiders, and then they finish with Washington, Buffalo, Washington. Yeah, so you never know what it'll look like when it gets to the end of it. Alex wants to weigh in. Alex and Wheaton, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. You know, since they reconfigured the kickoff, and that led to, probably unintentionally but unavoidably, led to the situation now where if you're going to do an onside kick, you got to declare it. There's no deception involved anymore. Which, right. I don't like in isolation, but I understand why they had to do it because of what they did with the regular kickoff.
Yeah, because of the formation.
I think that this play should also be something that you must declare and run if you line up that way. I don't like the idea that you can fake out of it because of what it forces the defense to do to try to stop it. So I will further say this, if they would have to declare it, then, and they're allowed to, you know, do the push that stays, then I think once it's declared, I think the defense should be able to link arms. You know, I mean, it turns the whole thing into a joke, but I think that's only fair.
Man, you are really setting a precedent there on a line of scrimmage play where you've got to declare what you're doing.
Why not?
Deception is like a big part of the game.
Do you like the idea that you can fake out of that play?
Look, if the play is legal, I'd want my team to, if my team were successful running it, to try to utilize the way the defense has to align to try to even have a shot at stopping it. Sure, I just hate the play. So, I mean, I think you and I are in agreement. I hate the play. Period. It just doesn't strike me as a football play. Like, agreed. I want to see a running back get the ball. I want to see him go play action. I want to see a traditional quarterback sneak. I don't want to see an in-motion tight end stop behind the quarterback and use his 6'6", 250-pound frame to push the strongest running back in the game forward for a yard or two. I mean, by the way,
Let me just say something. I'll say one more thing about this vote here. I think maybe part of the reason that you didn't mention why it failed is because of what they're voting on is not just this one play. It's also plays down the field where a runner could be propped up by their teammates when they're trying to be tackled, pushed forward, whatever. It involves
actually
other things.
Yeah. Yeah, but actually, Alex, that's what got the additional six votes. Because when they were just voting on the Tush Push in March, they only had 16 votes. So the Packers went back and added some of these other plays, which actually have been a problem with the league. They don't like the runner getting pushed, you know, 5 yards into the end zone when the runner seems to be stopped at the 5-yard line. And it used to be a rule that just went unenforced. Sure. That you couldn't push or pull a runner. So they added to that, and I think that actually helped them get close to getting it passed.
From a health and safety standpoint, I can see that. From a play-calling standpoint, that's more of just a natural development on the field. You know, it's not this.
It hasn't been in recent years. I think there's been more of an emphasis for offensive linemen to run down the field with a runner, and a runner realizes if he can just stay up and just, you know, prevent forward progress being stopped, he's about to get some assistance. I don't think we used to see that as much as we have in the last few years.
Possibly. All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Yeah, that part of the Green Bay proposal is why they got an additional six votes. And I think that play, there probably should have been more data provided. I haven't seen it on whether or not that play is actually an injury risk. Because I think when you get a big 6'6", 360-pound lineman barreling into the back of a running back, pushing him into four defensive guys, that probably has a greater risk of injury on that play than the tush push itself. Let's see. A bunch of tweets coming up, coming out of this. Eddie, why on earth do you think we would vote against it? Against the ban, I think is what you're saying. Because I don't think Washington wanted to be a team that Philadelphia would be able to point to and say, they're one of the teams that voted against us doing this. They couldn't figure out a way to stop it, so they had to vote for a rule to ban it. I think it's just bulletin board material. I mean, I think that's why Quinn handled the answer he gave to it a couple of, like a month ago before the vote in the last league meetings down in Palm Beach. I don't know how Washington voted, but if you're saying, well, we should have voted we should have voted for the ban. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Take away a very effective play from your arch rival. Understood. This from Rocky. Tush push. I don't think it needs to be banned, but how can it be made fair for the defense? Yeah, I think one of our callers pointed it out, and that is the defense should be able to also push, aid some of their own players on defense, and currently you're not allowed to push a defensive player. Now, I still wonder, what does that mean? Do you get linebackers or safeties behind the big defensive linemen pushing them into the center, pushing them into the quarterback? Maybe that helps. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, you typically see everybody kind of bunched up right in that A gap anyway to try to stop it. And they just haven't been able to do it. Yeah. What else did you guys write here? Bengals stopped the push. This from Vienna Jeff. Bengals stopped the push twice consecutively last year. Get across the line, and they pulled Hurts sideways. They also lost that game big, right? Not the point. Understood. From Bird, NFL won't stop until the entire rule book is built to hinder only defenders. Yeah, there is some truth to that. I mean, I really thought that there should have been more consideration given to, I forget who proposed it. We talked to Maskey about this the other day. Making illegal contact or defensive holding just a 10-yard penalty, but not an automatic first down. But no, these rules typically are in there to benefit the offense. Yeah, all right. JoJo wants to weigh in. JoJo, go ahead.
Thank you for my call. Eliminating a player getting pushed by another player, a ball carrier getting pushed by another player, wouldn't eliminate the tush push per se, because they don't always have the running back really pushing on Hurt. They just line up two tight ends beside him. So it wouldn't have really eliminated the play. And
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I think maybe you misunderstood the actual proposal. It wasn't about running backs pushing Jalen Hurts. It's about running backs getting pushed by other players anywhere on the field to aid them in a run.
Right.
You know, like when you see a runner get stopped at the 5-yard line, but they haven't blown the whistle, and then you see offensive linemen come in, push them into the end zone. That was part of the rule as well. They wanted those plays banned.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I don't think it got banned because an offensive lineman's not going to come run into the running back with his shoulder. He's going to run with his hands up and try and push him. So that's
right.
Where the injuries don't really play a factor there.
Oh, okay. Is
yeah,
that what you're saying? My fault.
The way it was worded, I don't think it would really eliminate the tush push per se. It would make Philly modify it.
How would they, if the rule had been voted and passed on, how would they have modified it?
Because normally they have like two tight ends and a running back behind Jalen Hurts, and then they all three push the middle. So the running back pushes Jalen Hurts' back. So he's technically pushing the ball carrier. But if you just have two tight ends beside Jalen Hurts and not a running back behind him pushing, that rule that they just voted on wouldn't affect the tush push really.
Well, what would the tight ends be doing? Because the tight ends would not be able to assist the runner other than blocking.
Well, they would push on the guard's back. That's not technically assisting the runner because you're not touching them.
So you would – interesting. So you think that they would have – lined up behind the two guards and pushed the guards forward, and that,
yeah,
and you're right,
do.
That
they,
would
they
not
really
have been an outlawed play.
Yeah, they line up in both A gaps. And,
yeah.
You know,
maybe that would have worked. Maybe that would have also been a way for that play to work, but I think people would have been okay with that. I think it's the pushing of the ball carrier that's been the issue.
Right. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure, JoJo. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, long-time listener, man. I think I like the idea of the tush push, but defensively, I don't think like it's not fair to the defense. You know, just and this may sound weird, but just imagine if you were to, you know, a defensive player were to not get a sack, but like pick the guy, you know, the receiver, whoever had the ball up and just take him back a few yards. That would, I mean, that'd be a necessary roughness, wouldn't it? Like,
Wait, say that again. Sorry.
Does that make sense?
Say it again.
I don't have a problem with the tush push.
Okay.
Except for the fact defensively, you can't defend it.
Right.
And I look at it from the aspect of picking up a defensive guy picking up the whoever has the football and just like take him back a couple yards, you know, instead of like a sack. Does that make
sense? They can do that. You can tackle the ball carrier and push him back behind the line of scrimmage all you want.
Him, but you can't pick him up and then move him. Does that make sense?
Why not?
I think that's illegal. I mean,
What, to lift the ball carrier in the air and move him backwards? I mean, yeah, I mean, you can't slam him to the ground after that. That would be unnecessary roughness, but you can certainly, you know, take them and lift them and move them backwards to stop their progress to tackle them. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
you got to get to him. Like somebody... I mean, to stop the tush push, you actually have to get to the quarterback. You know, it's like the reason the play doesn't get stopped is because you got a big center, you got two guards, and you got a big tight end, sometimes a tight end and somebody else pushing him forward. And, you know, it's just, it's too much force for, you know, a defensive alignment to stop most of the time. Thanks, Brandon, though, for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Well, whatever. It's here. Let's go beat him. We don't have to play them until December 20th, and maybe somebody will have come up with a way to stop the play. Let's root for an awarded touchdown at some point so the thing gets ridiculous and then has to be voted on. I would follow like this on Twitter because it does sound like the owners are still talking about it. I don't know what that means. Maskey, NFL owners voted during the just-completed privilege session not to ban the tush push. There were 22 votes in favor of the ban to 10 against, too shy of the 24 needed for approval. The earlier informal vote was 23-9, or 22-10, that source says. So, it looks like there's nothing that's going to come out of that privilege session. All right. See everybody. I'm off for a few days. I'll be back in about a week. See ya.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.